I want to do a short series, three gospel snippets, on the conversation Satan had with Adam and Eve in the garden, Genesis chapter 3. In this first snippet, I want to deal with chapter 3 in verse 1. Satan said, "Has God really said that you cannot eat of this forbidden fruit?" and so on. Has God really said? And I call this Satan's sly innuendo. He's making an implication here. He's sowing doubt in the mind of Adam, in the mind of Eve. He's sowing doubt upon the word of God. Has God said? Has he really said? Does he really mean it? Have you got the right end of the stick here? Is it really so? You see, he's beginning to foster doubt and make it fester in their hearts and in their minds. And of course, he's still at it. He's still making sly suggestions, sinister suggestions about the word of God, the truth of God's word. Has God really said? Can you rely upon it? Have you got the right end of the stick? My friend, there are millions of men and women today, and there have been countless men and women down the centuries, who have bought into this suggestion. Satan is still using it. He's pouring doubt, scorn, mocking, direct attack, often though just implication making, implying this and leaving you to infer it. Is Satan sowing this doubt in your mind, my friend? Has God really said, "It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment"? Is it really true that if we neglect Christ, we're neglecting the only way of salvation? If we will not trust him, we shall perish. Is it true that the wrath of God abides upon those who will not trust the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ? Is it really true that only the blood and righteousness of Christ can present us faultless before God? Is it really true? Is there such a place as eternal damnation? Is there everlasting condemnation? Is it really true that we have to appear before the judgment seat? Can we really rely upon it that God has appointed a day in which he will judge the world by that man that he has ordained, the Lord Jesus Christ? Can we really trust? Has God really said? As I say, millions are buying into the suggestion, the innuendo. My friend, are you buying into it? I'm going to use an illustration in these three snippets. A man was walking down the road with a sandwich board. And on the sandwich board was written, "I am a fool for Christ's sake." And of course people tittered and laughed and mocked. And then they looked at him after he had passed. But on the back they saw this written, "Whose fool are you? Is Satan fooling you? Is he duping you with this sly innuendo? Has God really said?" The answer is, he really has said. And he says what he means, and he means what he says. As the little boy in the class many years ago, when the teacher was saying, "Well, when Jesus fed the 5,000. He didn't really work a miracle. It was just that his teaching was so good that the people didn't know they were hungry." And a little boy put his hand up and he said, "Miss, if God doesn't mean what he says, why doesn't he say what he means? Is Satan duping you?"